Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is clear and warm. In Jerusalem, a pleasant day awaits with plenty of sunshine. Tel Aviv enjoys similar sunny skies, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa is seeing mild temperatures, making it an ideal day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ma'ariv reports earlier today that Hezbollah's use of explosives is rising again, with 2 reservists killed and 12 injured in Lebanon. Also, from JNS, in the past hour, IDF Sergeant First Class Lidor Porat from Ashdod was killed and 9 others were wounded by a Hezbollah IED in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares Lebanese Maronite Party leader Geagea's denouncement of Hezbollah, blaming them for ongoing violence and displacement. Separately, Times of Israel notes that an Iranian negotiator claims progress in talks with the U.S., though significant issues remain. And finally, Israel Hayom reports just in on the painful testimonies from families of fallen hostages, highlighting their struggles with anger and coping. Here's what people are saying online. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, posting just minutes ago, criticized U.S. President Donald Trump for denying Iran its nuclear rights, according to Al Arabiya. The Times of Israel posted earlier a video showing tourists inappropriately questioning an Israeli couple over their tattoos, escalating tensions. Honest Reporting pointed out earlier today that The Guardian mislabels cities like Tel Aviv as capitals, questioning their adherence to their own style guide. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's renewed explosive threat, Ma'ariv reports their increased activity is causing significant loss for Israel's forces, with recent casualties underscoring the danger. This escalation complicates the already tense ceasefire situation in southern Lebanon, posing a continued threat to regional stability. Turning to IDF Reservist Sergeant Lidor Porat's death, JNS highlights the impact of Hezbollah's IEDs in southern Lebanon, further straining the already fragile ceasefire. This incident underscores the ongoing risks faced by Israeli forces in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details Lebanese leader Geagea's condemnation of Hezbollah. He attributes violence and displacement to their actions, calling for international attention. At the same time, Hezbollah's Secretary General outlines conditions for a ceasefire, showing the complex dynamics at play. In diplomatic news, Times of Israel reports on Iranian negotiations with the U.S. Although some progress is noted, significant challenges remain. This affects regional power balances, as both nations continue to navigate a delicate dialogue. Finally, Israel Hayom shares the emotional struggles of families of fallen hostages. Their testimonies reveal deep fractures within families, reflecting the broader societal impact of ongoing conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports on varying meat prices ahead of Independence Day, with significant price differences found across major retail chains. Separately, Ma'ariv Business reveals China is exerting pressure on Spain as Beijing opposes European initiatives, signaling a brewing economic standoff. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli blockchain company Starkware is laying off 30% of its workforce as it shifts focus from research to revenue-generating products. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.